Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 159 for Thursday, November 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Thursday morning, although activity was very thin and choppy, with many participants keeping to the sidelines with the U.S. markets closed today for Thanksgiving. Canola was up by just over a dollar in most months, the January contract up $1.20 at $468.80 per ton. After hitting six-month lows on Monday, the canola market has shown some steady gains over the past 3 days, and the nearby path of least resistance seems to be pointed higher from a chart standpoint. A softer tone in the Canadian dollar, solid end-user demand, overnight gains in Malaysian palm oil, and a lack of aggressive farmer selling provided further support. But on the other side, the relatively favorable South American crop conditions did weigh somewhat on values. Canada's large crop is also still overhanging the market, with expectations for upward revisions to the StatsCan production numbers when the latest data is released on December 4th. Back in October, StatsCan pegged the canola crop at 14.3 million tons, but many industry participants are now of the opinion that the actual crop was likely closer to 16 million tons. That would reduce any concerns over tight supplies if confirmed. Milling wheat, durum, and barley are all untraded so far Thursday, but barley has seen some light activity this week and could yet see some more action today. U.S. markets, they're all closed today for the Thanksgiving holiday. They will reopen tomorrow, but only for reduced hours. When activity does resume in soybeans and corn, attention will be on South American growing conditions and Argentina's export potential. Looking farther afield, uncertainty over palm oil production has the potential to prop up the vegetable oil markets in general, including canola. El Nino weather conditions are thought to be cutting into the crop prospects in both Malaysia and Indonesia, with some analysts now predicting that palm oil prices could rise above soy oil. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday, November 26th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.